USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Hospitals across the South struggling to deal with the rise in COVID cases. Alabama has no ICU beds available. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards cites an astronomical surge for straining their health care system. He says almost a third of those cases are of children 17 or under. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS News Friday discussing how to keep kids safe with schools reopening.
Among the things to keep children safe are get everyone around those children vaccinated and get those children vaccinated themselves.
Meanwhile, multiple media outlets reporting Friday that full use authorization of the Pfizer vaccine could come as soon as Monday. Getting aid to Haitians proving to be difficult. Witnesses on the ground and government officials both report relief supplies being stolen, including food. A return to the Remain in Mexico policy now on hold. The Supreme Court issuing a temporary stay blocking a judge's order to reinstate President Trump's immigration policy. The stay will allow the Supreme Court to review new filings in the case. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
World leaders addressing the collapse of the Afghan government. German media reporting that Chancellor Angela Merkel told members of her party that these are bitter events for those who believed in democracy and freedom, especially for women. A UK official calls the Taliban takeover a foreign policy disaster. President Biden, though, doesn't see this tarnishing our image around the world.
I have seen no question of our credibility from our allies around the world. I've spoken with our NATO allies. The fact of the matter is, I have not seen that. As a matter of fact, the exact opposite I've got. The exact opposite thing is we're acting with dispatch. We're acting, committing to what we said we would do.
President Biden speaking yesterday at the White House. A security alert issued today from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul advises U.S. citizens to avoid going to the airport due to potential security threats. New England bracing for a rare weather event. Tropical Storm Henri could make landfall in the area tomorrow as a hurricane. It would be the first time a hurricane makes landfall in New England in 30 years. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden's eviction moratorium could be a step closer to a Supreme Court showdown. Here's Tim Berg.
A federal appeals court on Friday declined to block the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium, setting up a showdown at the Supreme Court. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. District denied an emergency motion by two chapters of the National Association of Realtors to stop the ban. The moratorium, which was implemented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is set to expire October 3rd. The realtors are expected to ask the Supreme Court to halt enforcement of the ban. The High Court, in a 5-4 decision on June 29th, allowed an earlier eviction moratorium to continue until its expiration July 31st. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The federal government erases student loans for the legally disabled. Wendy King has more.
The Education Department announced it will automatically discharge student loans for borrowers who have total and permanent disabilities. The action will affect more than 323,000 borrowers who are identified through an existing match with the Social Security Administration and erase about $5.8 billion in student debt beginning in September. Also, the Education Department said it would indefinitely extend a policy to stop asking borrowers with total and permanent disabilities to provide information on their earnings. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.